Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're listening to UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have Brian Andrews on the line with me. He just dropped a new book titled The Journey of Faith, 30-Day Devotional. Now, I'm a devotional girl. It has helped me throughout my journey of getting closer to Jesus Christ. But I'm going to let Brian come on in and let you know what's the 411 and what he was going through that evoked this book. Brian, say hello.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for having me and sharing me with your listeners.
Yeah. So tell me, what evoked this book?
Well, honestly, it was kind of weird. I sat down. I was supposed to be working on something else musically, and you know, sometimes you're in the process of doing something and you have this blockage, or I just was not motivated to do what I was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so while sitting there, I started working on an idea for a nonfiction book. Got kind of involved in that, and when I realized it was a little more than what I wanted to get into, the idea of the devotional came up. And so I started working on several different topics for that I felt there would be great devotionals, and this particular one, The Journey of Faith, stood out the most, and I just started writing and researching and pulling it together, and now we have it, right. The Journey of Faith.
Yeah, no, and I think it's so needed. Everything about faith right now is needed right now. Like, you better Absolutely. Start believing, okay? You better start a faith journey. So I am recommending this book on today. Because we are in some times, but one of the scriptures that says we live by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, devotionals are very personal. And when I think of that, I think of you pouring into us what God poured into you. So that goes with we live by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. Is there a particular testimony in there with the scripture reference? If you have that you feel people will benefit from?
Oh my God, a lot of these topics I can relate to. I mean, when you look at day one, you start off with faith, you know, and then when you understand faith and when you understand the journey of life, and like, you know, I've always say life be life, and
right,
and it's during those difficult times you gotta have faith and trust that God really has your back, and he knows what's you know what's best. But you know, other topics like love and humility, and I definitely can relate to God's strength and his faithfulness. You know, so it's a lot of these topics resonate with me heavily, and just in my daily walk.
Right, right. Now, one of the things I love about a devotional is everyone can use it. It's, to me, a gateway to the Bible with a better understanding if you're not even familiar with the Bible. Because when you read a devotional and it has a scripture reference, then you should be going to that reference and at least getting the context.
Yes.
A way to grow in faith is by reading the word, hearing a testimony. But what would you say, how would you encourage someone who's saying, you know, how do I even begin to have faith? I'm feeling so low. I just don't know what to do. How would you encourage them to read your book and give them something to look forward to? Because we all need hope, you know.
Absolutely. For those that don't know, you know this, I have a very active music career. And one of the things when I started producing and releasing music, people used to always ask me about, you know, what genre are you and different things like that. And I used to tell them that I wasn't really focused on the genre. I was focusing on wanting the music to be what you needed to be where you are in your life.
Right.
And I've adapted that same concept with this book. I want the book to speak to you wherever you are in your life. You know, not all of our journeys are the same. We're not on we're not in the same place at the same time.
Right.
You know, you may be happy today. I may be dealing with depression today. So wherever you are, I trust and pray that the book speaks to you and meets you where you are along your journey.
That's all right. That's good. When you read devotionals, You make yourself available to receive revelation as you're building up your faith and your relationship with the Lord. When you was working on this project, how did that come into play?
In terms of my relationship?
Yeah.
Or
the revelation
revelation
and relationship. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a huge play in it.
Right.
Because as I stated earlier, a lot of the days I can relate to, and as I was writing and researching and just kind of studying and asking God how to say it,
right.
Some days resonated stronger than others. Mm-hmm. Some days, you know, were very uplifting, and then some days were very challenging. They were heart pricking and convicting, you know. And so I was like, Lord, okay, am I sure I want to finish this?
Right.
But that's to me is just another way of God showing you that He's with me, and that He loves me enough for me to see myself in these writings.
Yeah, I mean, and He trusts you enough. You know, like you mentioned, you have dual capacity, you know, with music, helping others, and now being an author. He trusted you enough to be able to be transparent and to be able to hear Him and download so that we can benefit from that. And that's big. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That's big. And that's just a reminder that His hand is on you, that He favors you, and that He loves you, you know, to be mm-hmm. able to put out The Journey of Faith, you know, a 30-day devotional. And I love it because 30 days, you know what they say, it takes 28 days to get into a habit or something like that.
I think it's like 21 days or something like that to break a habit.
Right. So, you know, mm-hmm. 30 days, you know, if you just sit down and get quiet, and that's what, you know, a devotional means to me, like just sit down, be quiet, get still, mm-hmm. let your mind relax and take time day one and promise yourself that, you know, today I'm going to just sit and just focus on today's devotional and meditate, you know, still yourself, meditate on God's promise that He will help mm-hmm. you, you know, and mm-hmm. that's the part that begins to build one's trust in Him,
yeah.
to know that He's real. And reading a devotional and grasping what the Lord is saying, I love the word that says you have to ask a prophet, what is the Lord saying and what has the Lord said?
Right.
And so when you have a man of God, because he is a man of God, he's a man of faith, he not writing you a book that's like, I guess this is how it go, okay?
No, I put some thought into it.
Yeah. So, you know, you sit down and you relax. You can make it something to do with your child. Parents may not really know how to read the Bible in its clarity if you don't go to church, if you go to church. But make it a family thing. Mm-hmm. Devotionals are so dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really pushing this because it really was a starter in my faith walk. And so reading, they're quick. It's not arduous. You're not going to be like, what am I reading? What is this?
Yeah.
It has the simplicity of God in it. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, mm-hmm. Brian. Tell them about your book.
Well, you've hit it on the head. When that was one of the things that I was intentional about, because I've read plenty of devotionals throughout my life, and one of the things that like you said, they're very powerful, and especially the ones that are somewhat short,
right?
Yet impactful. And that was one of the things that I wanted to do. I didn't want to make it where it takes you 15, 20 minutes just to read one day.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make it where, you know, 2-3 minutes you read it, and maybe you can spend another 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes meditating on the prayer and the message for the day. And it could be just enough. And you can be on your lunch break or whatever. It's just enough for you to get a nugget and get some inspiration, some encouragement, and then continue going on through your day. And then if you want, it's short enough that, you know, I've known some people, they've read multiple days in one setting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that works too. But I definitely was intentional about the length of it because I didn't want it to be 30-minute sermon.
Right. You know, I was you know, we was talking yesterday. I want you to share your testimony about what happened at the cafe when the host introduced your book.
There's a place here in Atlanta, Georgia called Cat's Cafe where we do open mic. It's a jam session every week. And so there was a young lady and her husband visiting from Arizona. And the young lady was a guitar player. And so she came, she signed up to perform, but I think she stepped outside. And so she must have missed her name getting called. Mm-hmm. And so when I walked outside on a break, I noticed she was playing her guitar to a young man that's a regular customer there. He had just lost his wife earlier this year. Mm. And so, you know, I was, you know, talking to her about coming back in to, you know, to perform. And she was like, no, I'm fine. She said, we got to go to Savannah in the morning, you know, but my purpose has been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And she said, yeah, it was to play for him and to give you a word that God had gave me. And I was like, okay. And so she showed me on her phone that she had downloaded the book. And she said that the Lord told me to tell you, do not despise small beginnings. Mm. And it was so powerful because I was struggling with the ideal of, is this enough? Is it not enough? You know, questioning me, myself, my ability. Right. It was just so much going through my head. Will anybody read it? Will anybody like it? Just all of that.
Right.
And
right.
So for her, who doesn't, never met her, never seen her in my life, for her to tell me that, I knew that was God's way of letting me know, hey, I got you. Don't worry about it. Just keep doing what I called you to do.
Man, and I love that. I love that about God. He will definitely give you confirmation because he know we are made of dust, confused, and just...
Mm-hmm. And sometimes our faith is wavering.
Come on now. You know, we like, God, you sure you want me to do this? Because, you know me. I have a magazine. I have a radio show. I just started Safe Space Talks, My Mastery. And every time he gives me a new assignment, I'm always like, Lord, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm obedient. It's like if he tell me to go start a mechanic shop and I have no idea about mechanics, I go do it, you know. And I believe he will send the people, you know. If anything, I'm here to just testify, and Brian too, is that anytime God gives you an assignment and it makes you uncomfortable, that is from him. Because he's not going to make it like what you want, because faith requires a stretching. You have to increase your capacity. So anytime you're having those feelings of doubt or insecurity, it is from God. It is from God, because we like to be in control. We want to do it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't mm-hmm. control that. I don't know. No. You got to trust him and activate your faith. And the key to everything as disciples of Jesus Christ, we ought to go out into all the world and share. So you've traveled the world doing your music. And now he's like, okay, you got enough experience in you. Now I need you to do a devotional. Mm-hmm. And so that's just great. Are there any other projects coming up through the pipeline?
I've actually started on another devotional. I guess I've gotten the bug now. And, you know, God keeps giving me and presenting ideas directly and even indirectly. A friend of mine called me the other day, congratulate me on the release of the book, as well as let me know that he had just downloaded it. Mm-hmm. And he asked the same thing. He's like, well, man, what you gonna do next? I said, well, man, I don't know. I said, I have a couple ideas that I want to do. He said, man, doing a devotional for men. Mm. And I said, okay. He said, seriously. He's like, because there's just not enough material out there for us. He said, you can find all kinds of stuff. And I started thinking about it. I was like, that's true. You know, and I said, man, I'm going to definitely consider that. And a couple of hours later, after I got off the phone with him and I came back home, it just started flowing. The ideas and the topics and... You know, and so I'm working on that now. And from that, it has caused me to also include a devotional for women. Mm. And so I'm going to do both. And just, you know, working on the concept now and the different topics. So Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at now.
Goodness.
I got the bug, so.
No, the fact that you just said that he gave you something for women from a men's perspective, I'm super excited for that. Because women, we can do devotionals for us, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But to have a devotional written by a man of God for women, I can't wait for that to come out. You know. Jeez.
Well, you know, I'm gonna have to consult.
Of course.
You know, some of my sisters though, because I want to make sure that you know you all are represented well.
Yeah.
I think sometimes men tend to overstep boundaries when it comes to the women. So I definitely don't want to be offensive or anything like that. But still, just you know, stand within the vein of being encouraging and inspiring and uplifting.
Man.
Because we all have a lot that we have to deal with separately and collectively.
Right.
You know, whether you're single, married, you know, like I said, life just be life-ing.
Every day so, we wake up.
Yeah.
You know, to God be the glory, we get another day. You know, brand new mercies each day. Bless his holy, holy name.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, I'm super excited. You know, you got to come back on again when you drop your album. But I'm super excited for the expansion in your life with now, with, you know, you being an author and getting that bug to really share some stuff with us. And I'm really looking forward to some more of what the Lord is giving you. So salute, my brother, to you.
Thank you so much.
For being obedient to the call. Because we sometimes, you know, you could have just been like, I don't want to do it. You know, I want to go play the drums. I want to go out. But I like even the initial story, how he caught you in position. Like you was getting ready to write one thing and then he just downloaded that on you. Like, it was like he was just waiting for you to get back in that pocket, and then he had you cornered. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell people all the time, God is so clever.
Oh yeah, he had you cornered. He was like, oh, now that I got your attention again, you know.
Right.
And that just goes back to, you know, why you need a 30-day devotional so that you can usher into the presence. And that you can put your attention on him. He is a jealous God. He loves us. He wants to commune with us. And this is a good way to those who are listening, who, I don't go to church. I don't want to be in church. I ain't all religious. A devotional is none of that, but gives you all of that. Mm.
Yes.
That one was good right there.
Yes. That's good.
So tell them how they keep in contact with you and where they can get the book from.
Well, the book is available on Amazon.com. I have the print version, Kindle, as well as the audio version is available. And you can follow me on social media. All my social media platforms is Brian Andrews. That's B-R-I-E-N Andrews. So on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all of them.
Right.
Brian Andrews. And then my actual website is brianandrews.com.
Okay.
And you can learn more about me and my music and all of that. I have music on Spotify, Apple Music as well.
Excellent.
So I'm not hard to find. Just Google
me. That's right. Right. I'm Googleable. Right. Just Google.
Yeah.
Well, brother, thank you so much. And you know, you're already a key player, but we say once a key player, always a key player. I'm always honored when you guys come back to speak with us again. It really blesses me. So thank you so much for trusting us to be one of your media partners.
Open. Thank you for not being selfish and just always. You've been consistent as long as I've known you, and I cherish that and I appreciate that because we don't find that often in our industry these days.
Thank you. You ain't never lied.
Well, thank you.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.